There we go. Okay. As you know, the last time I was here, I did a Sunday school class on spiritual warfare. I've been writing a book on discipleship, and I've been working for the last 2 months just on this one chapter on spiritual warfare.
那大家记得的话，上次我来的时候，我就在跟大家讲关于属灵战争的事情。那回去以后，我就一直在写书啊，写了2个月，基本上只完成了一章的，就是关于这个战争。
And so the idea of battle has been on my mind lately.
那在我的脑海里，现在一直存在的这关于这个征战的事情。
And I also like to watch war movies.
啊，我也喜欢看关于战争的电影。
I confess it's probably not the best use of my time, but I like the adventure, I like the excitement, and I like the good guys beating the bad guys.
啊，我承认这可能并不是我用我空闲时间的最好的方式，但是我非常喜欢看这种战争电影，看好正义的一方打败了邪恶的那一方。
But movies in reality are quite different.
但是电影和现实是相差很大的。
And that became even more apparent to me last week when I heard and read a news story.
在上星期我看读了一篇关于新闻报道，更加证实了这一点。
The story was about this young man whose picture you see.
那这个故事就是关于这张照片里的这个人物。
During World War II, he was a master sergeant. He was 26 years old, and he was captured at the Battle of the Bulge in Germany.
他是在二战时间期间的一位上士只有26岁，然后在战争中他被俘虏了。
And the prison camp that they took him to had 1,200 American prisoners in it.
那他被关到的那个监狱那里有1200名美国士兵。
And he was the Believe it or not, out of 1,200, he was the highest ranking American soldier as a sergeant in that prison camp.
在那1200名士兵里面，他是官衔最高的，也就是位上士。
So he was responsible for being a liaison between the German commandant and his prisoners.
那他就被作为是他的。这些俘虏和这个德国军官的当中的联络人。
And every morning, all the prisoners had to assemble real early before the entire, all together before the German commander and the guards.
所以说，每天早晨他都要把所有1200名士兵，1200名俘虏都要召集起来，每天早晨在那个德国军官面前。
And one of his soldiers, in the prison camp had overheard the guards talking. Because he understood German, he said, "Tomorrow they're going to ask us to call out all of our Jewish prisoners."
那其中有一名士兵偶尔听到，一位德国军官说，明天早晨我们要把其中的所有的其中的犹太士兵要叫出来，
There were over 200 Jewish prisoners there.
大概有200名犹太士兵在里面。
And they knew that what the Germans were doing to the Jews was they were transporting them to concentration camps where they were killed.
他们知道他们会把这些犹太士兵转运到集中营，并且杀害他们。
And so Sergeant Edmund sent a message to all the prisoners, tomorrow morning, we don't give up any Jewish prisoners.
那Edmund 他就在他的俘虏他的军友的里面发个消息说，明天早晨我们所有人都是犹太士兵。
And so, sure enough, that morning, the commanding officer came to Sergeant Edmonds and said, "I want you to have all your Jewish prisoners stand forth."
那正如所料，第二天早晨德国军官就来说我需要你们当中所有的犹太人就站出来。
And Sergeant Edmonds said, "Sir, we are all Jewish."
那上司这个Edmund 的上司他就说，先生，长官，我们这里所有人都是犹太人。
And the commander said, "That's impossible. You can't all be Jewish. Tell me who the Jewish prisoners are."
那军官就问，这是不可能的，你一定要告诉我谁是犹太人。
And Sergeant Edmonds refused.
那 Edmund 他就拒绝了。
And the German commandant pulled out his pistol and pointed it right at Edmonds' head and said, "Tell me who they are, or I'll kill you."
德国军官掏出了枪，指着他的脑袋说：“如果你不告诉我，那我就会枪毙你。
And with a gun pointed right at his head, Sergeant Edmonds said, "Sir, according to the Geneva Convention, we are only responsible to give you our name, rank, and serial number."
”啊， 那就算是被枪指着头，Edmund 他也说到，根据日内瓦的条约，我们只需要给你我们的军衔、我们的名字。
He said, "You can shoot me if you want, but you'll have to shoot all of us."
你可以枪毙我，但是你可能会就要杀掉我们所有人。
And when the war ends, you will be tried as a murderer and put to death yourself."
那如果当战争结束的话，你可能就会要受审判。
And the story went on to read that the German officer's hand began to tremble, and he put his gun back and he walked off.
那这个德国军官听了以后，手都抖了，然后把枪放拿了回来，走了。
Sergeant Edmonds did a very brave thing.
Edmund 他在这里做了一件非常勇敢的事情。
But his soldiers that were with him did a very brave thing as well.
那他所有身边的士兵和他一样，都做了一件非常勇敢的事情。
And he saved 200 Jewish lives by doing that.
他这样做拯救了200名犹太士兵。
In 2001, there was a TV miniseries called Band of Brothers.
在2000年左右的时候，有一个迷你的电视剧叫做《兄弟连
Again, it followed a group of soldiers. It was a documentary that followed a group of soldiers through the landing in Normandy in at the beginning of the end of the war, all the way through the end of the war.
》。他报那部迷你剧它，它贯穿了大概二战从头到末了。
And through the films that they had and the testimonies they received from people who participated in this, they found that the Americans stuck together in an incredible way that no one could have imagined it before it began.
在纪录片里面记录了很多关于美国士兵他们联合在一起、团结在一起的事件。
And they made it through the rest of the war.
他们一起度过了这个艰难的战争。
There we go. So when we're thinking about all of this, this thing of war, the spiritual war, but the thing that I want to focus on this morning is on the topic of fellowship.
那当我们思考这个关于属灵战争的时候，我今天想要提的主题是关于团契。
Fellowship is absolutely essential if we are going to be the soldiers of Christ that God calls us to be.
那如果我们是作为基督的精兵的话，那这个团契就是尤为重要的。
And so, as we explore this topic of fellowship, I want you to keep in mind what normally is thought to be fellowship and what the scriptures will show us really is what it should be.
那我想
So,
今天就让我们一起来看，我们的团契，圣经里面给我们指示的这个团契究竟是怎么样的？
there were. I'll still be here for a minute. The four characteristics of the early church. And Acts 2:42 said that they were devoted to these four things.
那么在早期的教会呢，在就如《使徒行传》里面说的是关于四个东西，四样事。
It's bad. Oh, okay. There we go. Let's try this. There we go. Now it works. Thank you so much. So the four characteristics of the early church was they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
那在早期这个教会四大特征呢，那就是一个是恒心的来遵守，这个是关于使徒的教训彼此呢交接薄饼还有祈祷。
And the fact that fellowship is mentioned to be one of the four most important things the early church focused on means that it should be something we focus on as well.
那既然早期教会这样着重于这四个特征，那也意味着我们一样也要着重这四个特征。
And the fellowship that we are called to means that we must become a band of brothers and sisters, to fulfill God's mandate to make disciples of all the nations.
所以呢，为了履行上帝给我们的使命呢，那我们弟兄姐妹们，我们就应该必须成为一个兄弟连。
So we're going to be looking at the what, the why, and the how of what biblical fellowship is.
所以我们今天就来讨论一下关于圣经里面讲到的为什么怎么样和法怎么去。
So when people think of fellowship from a scriptural perspective, generally this is the verse, two verses that come to mind.
关于这团契，那么有两节经文就非常非常能够体现出来的。
The writer of Hebrews says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching."
那希伯来书这里就提到，我们要彼此关注，激发爱心，勉励行善。我们不可停止聚会，像那些停止惯于停止的人一样，倒要彼此劝勉，既要看见那日子临近，就会更当如此。
Well, generally, when people hear this verse, they think, oh, that means we need to go to church.
很多人听到这一句，那么他们以为就是说，那是的，我们就是要去教会。
And that indeed is a very important part of what biblical fellowship is.
那从圣经意义上来讲，是的，这是它的一部分。
But it's so much more than that.
但是有很多更多的意义在里面。
The word fellowship means it's a Greek word for common.
那团契，那么在希腊语里面，其实就是共同的意思。
In other words, what did they share?
那他们共同的之处在哪里？
And the answer to that is basically everything.
那基本上来说，就是他们基本上都是共同的。
Again, going back to Acts chapter 2, where fellowship is mentioned as being one of the four most important things they were involved in, we read this.
那就像是在《使徒行传》里面提到的那四个特征。
Says, and all the believers were together and had everything in common. They were selling their possessions and goods and gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
所有的信徒都聚集在一起，房屋公用，他们变卖产业和财物，顾个人的需要，分给众人。他们天天同心合意的在店里聚集，又在家里薄饼，存着欢喜，诚实的心一同吃饭，赞美神，又得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Well, there are some people who read this passage and they go, oh, this teaches communism.
很多人读了这段经文，他就会说，这个老师教的是共产主义。
It says they had everything in common and they sold all their possessions and they gave to everyone.
因为这里提到，他们把所有东西都是凡物公用，然后又变卖家产，然后又分给了所有众人。
Well, nothing could be further from the truth.
这看上去其实跟和事实上并不是如此。
Because as you read through the book of Acts, you find that this sharing in common was not forced upon them, but it was something that they did joyfully and without coercion.
但是如果你读全篇《使徒行传》的话，它这里并不是这凡物公用，并不是强加给个人的，而是他们每个人非常欢喜乐意做到的。
I'm not going to go into it in a lot of detail right now, but if you want to get a better picture of it, read in Acts chapter 4 and chapter 5, and you begin to see. What really is going on when people were sharing their with the needs, sharing their things with the needs people had?
如果你愿意的话，你可以读《使徒行传》第4章和第5章，那里非常详明确的描述了，怎么来和有需要的人共同分享。
You can't see on this slide very well, but I put in bold letters some important concepts from it.
你可能看不清楚，但上面加粗的那个字体是非常重要的字。
But it said they had everything in common. That means that whatever they had, they were willing to share with anyone, any brother or sister that had a need.
那凡物公用，就是其中之一。就是说，他们所有的东西，只要大家有用，大家都一起。
And it wasn't just a once a week type of thing. It says in verse 46, every day
并不是每一星期做一次，而是每天。
And it wasn't just coming together to be a borrowing club or to get together just once a week for a meal. It was something which was taking place across the entire community every day of the week.
并不像是一个租赁的俱乐部，他们只是每天过来吃顿饭，而是在每天的生活中贯穿他们每日的生活。
So they met together in their homes and they ate together.
他们可能在家里聚集，然后一起共享饭食。
The idea of breaking bread has to do with a meal, but it also has the idea of worship as well.
薄饼可能有关是他们的食物，也和他们的敬拜有关。
And as they did that, what happened? They began to praise God,
当他们一起做的时候，那么发生了什么呢？那他们就一起来赞美神。
which obviously glorifies the Lord.
这样就荣耀了神。
But it says they also enjoyed the favor of all the people.
他们也得到了，这里也提到，他们得到了民众的喜爱。
Because this kind of behavior is not a natural thing. People don't do this on their own.
因为这并不是自然的一种行为，因为每个人都是自然里面都是只顾自己。
And while our command as believers is to make disciples and to evangelize the entire world,
但是如果我们遵循我们的大使命的话，我们就会把世界上所有的人一起联合起来。
it was as they committed themselves to these four distinctives that the Lord Himself added to their number daily those who were being saved.
就像这样，那主就将得救的人呢，天天每天都加给他们。
They didn't have to have any kind of specific conference to invite friends to hear a gospel message.
他们不需要特别的会议，不需要有特别的聚会来召集其他的人。
Because the reality of their fellowship was the gospel message.
因为在事实里面，他们团契就是一个非常非常好的信息。
People saw it and go, "What in the world's going on with you guys?"
因为其他人看到的时候，都会非常疑惑：你们在到底干什么？
So Jesus has changed us.
他们会说：“因为耶稣改变了我们，
And he can change you as well.
那他也会改变你。
So that's a little bit of an idea of what fellowship is. It encompasses our entire lives and our entire body.
”这就是团契的一个概念。这应该是贯穿我们的生活，也贯穿我们所有的身体。
But the next question is not just what fellowship is, but why do we have it?
那下一个问题就是，那为什么我们会需要有这个团体？
Well, I came up with three W's. I'm sure there's a lot more reasons. But the first one, which we've already talked a little bit about, is warfare.
那第一个就是我曾经已经提到过的，也就是关于这属灵的战争。
We are involved in a spiritual battle.
我们每天都在一个属灵的征战中。
We may or may not realize that it's going on around us, but it's very real.
我们可能并没有意识到，但是这是非常真实的事。
And one of the biggest aspects of spiritual warfare is to expose Satan's lies.
属灵战争的一个目的，那就是要来揭露这关于撒旦的谎言。
It's through these lies that he gets built into people's cultures and their lives that he's able to keep people away from Jesus.
撒旦的谎言在我们的文化、经济等等，那我们他们他的谎言会把人拉离远离神。
Because all of these lies that people follow, in some way they have just enough of the truth that people, grab hold of it and it gets their hearts.
那些谎言里面可能有那么一小一小部分是真实的事，这就是让人有时候受到迷惑，会要去抓取。
And it becomes almost like a prison that people are caught in. A prison.
那个谎言就像是监狱一样，把人关在了里面。
Just like the Americans were prisoners of war in Germany, same way, people in our communities, in our world around us, are prisoners of war to Satan and his ideologies.
就像前面提到的，美国士兵在二战中成为了德国的俘虏，在关在监狱里。还有在我们所有的社区里面，我们很多人可能就是一直关在这个撒旦谎言的这个监狱里。
I listed a few of these lies here.
我写了一些。
I think the most pernicious of all of them is the LGBTQ lie.
像比如说这些关于同性恋的、变性的。
Basically, the whole idea behind it is that anything sexual is truly loving, and we should not only be tolerant of that, but we should embrace it.
它关于同性恋、变性的，它的后面的意义就是说，所有的爱都是应该要包容的。而不是应该去排斥。
People who are caught up in this desperately need our love and they need our witness.
他们那些犯了这些罪的人，他需要我们去关爱他们。
And as believers, we need to, at least some of us need to know the ideology well enough to help equip all of us to be able to answer questions and arguments that are thrown against the biblical standards that people still in their hearts kind of know.
那作为我们基督徒，我们应该要配备我们自己，装备我们自己，能够在有时候要去打解他们的疑惑，要去帮助他们。
Same is true of CRT, critical race theory.
另外一个也同样的，也就是批判性的那些种族。
The idea that any one race is better or higher than another is just, again, it's a lie of the devil.
同样的，关于任何关于有一个种族是比另外一个种族要高级的这点言论，都是撒旦的谎言。
CRT purports to lift people out of poverty and things like that.
这种批判性的种族理论呢，那么它也其实也就加强了让他们能够，sorry, this one, proper。Property. Did you say property?
I think so. I'm
Okay.
sorry, I'm skipping ahead.
Yeah. 他们这个其实加强了关于人怎么能够吩咐啊分分呃呃能够是是能够更得到吩咐的物质。
So, but rather than do what they say it will do, it actually divides and it creates, a greater distance between black and white and Asian and African.
事实上，它是更加产生了隔阂，使人与人之间产生隔阂，不论是白人、黑人，或者是亚洲人和白种人之间。
Hedonism, the idea, if it feels good, do it.
享乐主义，如果你觉得开心的话，那你就去做吧。
In addition to that, there's materialism, which means that, the more stuff I have, the happier and better off I'll be.
另外一个就是唯物主义。如果我有更加多的物质上的丰富，那我就会更加
And of course, I mean, you can go on and on and on. These lies are they're almost like radio waves or TV waves. They're passing through here all the time. We never see them, but they're working their way out into our computers and our telephones and things like that. These how the how Satan works these lives into people's lives.
还有很多这些关于类似的，这个撒旦的谎言就像是，无线电一样，每天在那里来影响我
There are more subtle issues as well.
们。还有其他一些比较隐藏的一些问题。
In the small group I'm a part of in my church, we're reading a book by Jonathan Haidt right now, called The Anxious Generation.
那我教会里面有一部分人现在正在读一本书，关于是黑体，也就海特他写的《焦虑的一代
He's a sociologist who's looking at the fact that over the course, basically since about 2010 until today, the level of anxiety and emotional breakdown, and particularly in the lives of young people, has just exponentially gone off the charge.
》。那本书就是关于写从2010年到现在，他发现焦虑或者是在焦虑在年轻人当中产生的比例越来越大。
This is a book that everybody should read, and especially parents.
这是一本每个人都应该读的书，特别是如果你是父母的话。
But he traces it all back to one simple thing.
但他把这些都归功于一件非常简单的事情。
The advent of the iPhone.
就是这个我们这首这个 Apple 的 iPhone 诞生，
And it's not to say that phones are bad and can't be used positively.
并不是说这个手机并不好。
But the number of hours a week that young people, particularly teenagers, spend on their phone has gone from like 7 hours before 2010 to almost constant use ever since.
但是自从这手机诞生了以，这 iPhone 诞生了以后，年轻人用手机的时间从2010年以前7个小时到现在几乎是不停的，每不间断的。
Young people are comparing themselves to one another, and they're looking at what other people are doing, and they just they're trying to keep up. They get insulted, and they get hurt, and there's all kinds of things that go on, which most people don't really even think that much about.
年轻人他们之间一直在看对方在做什么，然后在比较自己在干嘛，然后他们就产生很多焦虑很多人都没有意识到。
The percentage of hospitalizations of young teenage girls over that period of time has gone up 188%.
在这段时间里面，年轻的 女孩她们住院的率也提高了88%。
Young men's use of pornography has skyrocketed because it's right there on their phones.
年轻的男孩子他们在看色情网站的比率也是非常高的，就是因为他们手上就有这个设备在。
And all these ideologies, the big issues, filter themselves into people's lives through their phones.
那么其他像这些所有的，这些主义，他们也都是每天在影响他们，就是通过这个手机。
And this was written several years ago. He hasn't even begun to touch on what artificial intelligence is doing right now in the academic community.
这本书是写于好几年以前，他还没有写到任何关于现在的人工智能。
So you begin to get an idea of how pernicious this warfare really is.
那现在你就能够知道一些这个关于我们这个战争究竟是什么。
But when we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we begin to use our fellowship to encourage, to teach, to build up one another, to share the problems that we have, then we begin to see victory over Satan in these areas.
那作为团契，那么我们每个人都联合到一起，在一起，我们彼此相助，彼此来劝勉，彼此来建造。
Another reason that we need fellowship is because this is one of the primary ways in which our witness is made real to the world.
另外，那这也是，我们作为团契，我们也可以，作为是这个在这个世界上的见证。
Using the warfare metaphor, our job as witnesses is to rescue prisoners.
那如果用战争作为一个比喻的话，那我们就是那些去拯救在战火营里面的俘虏。
Now, it's true that God has given the church certain people who have evangelistic gifts who are going to be very effective at bringing people to faith.
当然，神是赐给了某些人他们传道属灵上的天赋，他们可能更有效地去把神的信息传出去。
But the real purpose of witness is not necessarily to take a person from being an atheist all the way to being a Christian in one step.
那见证其实并不是把一个不信主的人一下子就变成一个基督徒，只用了一步。
If 10 is an atheist and 0 is where people actually become Christians, there are different steps along the way that you need to move people in order to get them to fully understand the gospel.
事实上，当把一个人从无神论，然后变为一个基督徒的信徒，当中有很多很多步骤。
What we do when we have an opportunity to share the love of Jesus, either in word or in deed, we may not see people come to Christ, but we begin to create a chain which God uses to web non-Christians in, and eventually they come to faith.
当我们去带领人来信主的时候，我们可能没有能够看到马上的效果，但是是我们的主耶稣，他用一条链条把我们一起捆在了一起。
Several years ago, I met a young Chinese girl on campus, I invited her to come to our campus fellowship, and she came 2 or 3 times, but wasn't really very interested.
几年以前，我在学校校园里面遇到一个女孩，我邀请她来参加我们的团契。
Now, what I did not know was that one of my colleagues on campus, who also worked with internationals, had met her as well, and he began to share a little bit more with her.
我不知道的是，我的另外一位同工也在校园里面看到她，也在做同样的事情。
What I also did not know was that one of my other students in our Chinese fellowship had befriended her when she came and visited and kept inviting her to come to church with her.
我不知道的是，我的另外一个学生，他是这个女孩的朋友，他不停的来邀请她来参加我们团体的活动。
The Sunday she came to church was a Sunday I was preaching at the Chinese church in Champaign.
他来教会的第一次就是在我们香槟城那里，我在那天主日做讲道。
I felt like the Lord was calling me to preach a sermon on sexual ethics.
That's true.
Sexual ethics.
对，那天我突然有感动，需要讲道的题目是性上瘾。
So the idea, I took it from Genesis 2 and from Matthew 19, one man, one woman. One time.
我答的那我用的主题就是从《创世纪》到《启示录》里面， 或就是关于一男一女彼此。
Now, I don't know why when I chose that topic, I go, why did I, and this really doesn't seem like a sermon that I should preach, but I felt the Holy Spirit leading me that way, so I did.
虽然很奇怪，我也不知道为什么我那天会讲这样的一个布道，但是那天圣灵就是在驱动我来讲。
Again, what I did not know was that this girl's boyfriend had been pressuring her to have sex with him.
我不知道的是，她的这位女孩子的男朋友一直在给她压力。
And her friend finally got her to come to church that Sunday.
Her friend,
Yeah, the yeah.
然后那天她的那个男朋友那天也来到了教会。
And the night before she came, she said, "Okay, God, if you're real, show me what I should do with regard to my boyfriend."
那个女孩那天在前一天她祷告说："神啊，如果你是真的，那你就让我知道我该怎么来处理我和我男朋友之间的关系。
She heard my sermon.
”她听到了我的整个布道。
The next day, she talked with my friend who had been witnessing to her.
她也去和她的另外一个朋友交通。
And he led her to Christ. She became a Christian as a result of that.
最终她成为了一个基督徒。
So it's one of those things where God is constantly working in people's lives, and we don't know when we cross paths with someone who has talked to this person before.
神在我们的生活中不停断的在工作，我们不知道他的工作是会从我们生从是从我们生命中其他的人来影响我们。
But when we commit ourselves as a fellowship to reach out to people and to pray for people, then we're going to begin to see God using the corporate body of Christ to win people to faith.
那在团契里面，我们彼此建造，来吸引其他人，神就在那做工。
Jesus said, "By this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you love one another."
神说过如果彼此相爱，我们众人就是成为我们的门徒。
Okay. So anyway, the fact is that as we love each other and as we commit ourselves together to reach out, then we are going to be seeing God adding to our number daily those who are being saved.
那如果我们照着神的这使命去做，那我们就可以看到，神就会把人天天加给我们。
We are also going to begin to worship the way that we should.
我们也可以开始以我们应该的方式去敬拜。
When we worship, we are gathering together to receive from our commander in chief the armament that we need, the marching orders that he's given us, so that we know him better and we are able to serve him better.
那我们在敬拜当中呢，我们就能够加深对我们这位总司令的一个认识，并从他那里呢就接受到了装备，接受到了他的命令。
We can worship privately.
我们也可以在私下里敬拜，
But we can worship much more effectively together.
但是我们一起来敬拜的话，会更有效果。
It's a little out of context, but Jesus said in Matthew 18, whenever two or more of you are gathered together, I am there in your midst.
在马太福音的18章里面就提到，神就说到过，无论在哪里，如果有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在那里与他们同在。
And so true biblical fellowship produces true biblical worship.
那真正的教会真正的教义上的团契呢，就会产生真正的教义上的教义上的敬拜。
It enables us in our sin to confess to one another, to receive forgiveness from one another, to help one another grow to be more like Christ.
彼此建造，彼此关爱，彼此忏悔，也这样的话，我们在神里面一起同步的成长。
It also produces joy.
也一起来产生我们的喜乐。
When we gather together, joy is, it should be anyway contagious.
如果我们在一起的话，那喜乐是应该有传染性的。
There are 212 different references in the scriptures to the word joy.
那在这个圣经当中有2000多处能够提到
There are four,
oh, sorry, 关于喜乐。
There are 47 in the Psalms and 31 in Isaiah alone.
有在诗篇里面有47处，在以赛亚书里面有31几处，对吧？哦，在诗篇的47章和以赛亚书31章里面，他们都提到的关于喜乐的事情。
So as we gather together as a body, as we fellowship together in worship, it should be producing within us a joy that spreads, not just among us as brothers and sisters, but in the communities in which we go.
当我们聚集在一起团契的时候，这喜乐就应该在我们当中分布。这个喜乐不单单只是在我们团契里面，它也会向外传播。
Fellowship should also enable us to grow wise.
团契也能够使我们更加有智慧。
We have people that we can model our lives after when we are intimately involved in fellowship.
如果我们在团契里非常接近的话，那我们也能找到我们的榜样。
We can encourage one another by helping meet one another's basic needs.
我们也能满足我们基本的需求。
We can sharpen our skills and enable us then to be more effective when we go out, when we're not together gathered.
那我们也能磨砺，在其中磨砺锻炼，让我们能够成为更加坚韧。
We can pat people on the back and say, great job when they do a great job.
我们也能在每个人当中鼓励。
We can encourage one another when things are not going so well and say, hang in there, you can do this.
如果事情不是很顺的时候，我们也可以彼此鼓励，激励对方能够再继续。
And we can use the scriptures to grow in knowledge of what was it says in 2 Timothy 3:16 to rebuke, to correct, and to instruct in righteousness.
在提摩太书里面也可以，这就引用提摩太书，我们也可以说到，就是，提摩太书啊，对，在教训的责备、纠正在义上的教导。
So we've looked a little bit at the what and the why. How do we do this now?
我们看了。是和为什么？那现在我们该再看看该怎么做。
Well, first we have to recognize that our entire culture mitigates against having corporate fellowship.
我们现在的这个文化其实是不鼓励我们这个团契这样的什么，
We are all busy.
因为我们每个人都很繁忙，
All the time.
所有的时间都很忙碌。
And many times the things that we're busy with are good things.
有时候繁忙是好的，
With regard to family, with regard to jobs, with regard even to leisure.
可能是关于你的家庭，关于你的工作。
But it's the tool that Satan uses us to keep us from having a good connection with one another and a good connection with God.
但是撒旦往往利用这个繁忙，让我们来远离神。
There's a long story that I won't go into today, but Satan called a convention. He got his demons to come up with ideas on how to keep Christians from being effective and from furthering the kingdom of God.
有一个小故事，他这里就说是撒旦召集了他的会议，来问他的下属，怎么能够使人繁忙远离神的。
The conclusion was keep them busy.
最终的结论就是使他们忙碌。
And busy is an acronym for being under Satan's yoke.
这个繁忙这个里其实也是一个。代义词就是首字母的缩写，它就是说在撒旦的恶下。
So the first thing we need to do is we need to really reevaluate our priorities.
所以第一件事我们要做的就是来重新评估一下我们生活当中的首要的事情。
And we need to think specifically in terms of how can we become more the reality of Jesus as the body of Christ.
我们首先就要来在现实中认识一下，我们是怎么来作为基督的身体。
The other steps are not all, really all that hard.
其他的可能都没有那么困难。
Fellowship requires friendships.
团契需要有友谊。
And not just friendships for talking about sports or complaining about jobs or yelling, I need help with my family.
啊，这个友谊不单单只是说我们可以在一起讨论一下关于体育，然后抱怨一下工作，或者需要，或者抱怨一下我们需要什么。
But these friendships need to be deep so that we truly know each other and we can begin to encourage and hold one another accountable.
这个友谊是更加深层的，需要我们能够彼此的，彼此的依赖，能够彼此的能够来建造。
I've been meeting every other week on Friday morning for breakfast with a man for this kind of relationship for 35 years.
在过去的35年里面，我每个星期五都和一位朋友一起来建造这样的友谊。
And he and I are closer than brothers.
他和我就亲如兄弟。
And I tell you what, I can't wait for the next one to come.
我告诉你，我都等不及下一个周五到来。
And we need to have those kind of relationships.
我们需要这样的关系。
It's good to have your spouse be that kind of person, obviously.
当然，就像你的配偶。就最好就有这样的关系。
But there are some things that it's harder to talk to your spouse about. And easier to talk to your friend about, so you can go back and talk to your spouse if you need to.
但有时候有些话题你可能很不容易和你的配偶去讲，但是可能和你的弟兄和你的朋友很容易去讲，
The
本来。
second thing is that we need to be involved in small groups.
另外一个，我们需要在小组里面能够融入进去。
And those can be formal small groups that you have set up by the church.
可能可以是正式的教会里的小组。
Or they can be informal, where just a group of you get together for a while and enjoy each other and to share a meal together and to encourage each other in faith.
也有可能是并不是正式的小组，可能只是你们2、3个人聚集在一起，一起来享受一些饭食，享受一些分享。
But in a sense, the key to biblical fellowship is found in Philippians chapter 2.
但是在关于。团契的真正的关团契的意义，在腓立比书第二章里面提到。
Paul says there, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others more important than yourselves. Each of you should look out not only for your own personal interests, but also the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus.
这个大家自己看啊，我看不清。
What does that look like? Well, looks like David and Jonathan. Jonathan was willing to give up his kingdom for David because he loved David and because he knew God had anointed him to become the next king. We see that with Jesus and the disciples. Same type of thing. Jesus was willing to give his life for the 12, but also for all of humanity.
那这样的关系是怎么样的呢？就好比就是大卫和约拿单，因为大卫是神指定的去做王的那约拿单就为了大卫，他都愿意去舍弃他的生命。那同样的，那耶稣是要做王的，他也为我们也去舍弃生命。
The Roman Emperor Hadrian sent a spy to check out Christians and find out what they were really all about.
罗马的一个皇帝曾经把三曾经让间谍去探查。基督徒究竟是什么？
This is part of the report that Aristides wrote back to Hadrian.
那这里就有一份报道是写回给这个罗马皇帝。
Said Christians love one another. They never fail to help widows. They save orphans from those who would harm them. If they have something, they freely share with him who has nothing. If they see a stranger, they take him home and are happy as though he were a real brother. If one of them is poor and there isn't enough food to go around, they fast several days to give him the food he needs. This is really a different kind of person. There is something divine in them.
看得见吗？
So,
不要这样，I can't,
yeah, that's okay.
my eyes I can't.
So, just some things to think about as we conclude. What battles have you been fighting yourself, or maybe have lost alone that could be won with good fellowship?
那我们就来思考一下，我们独自经历过哪些战争呢？那么有哪些我们曾经是失败的？
Who has been a Jonathan in your life?
谁在你的生活中成为他那个约拿单？
If you've had one, make sure you thank him.
如果你有这样一个愿纳单的话，那就去感谢他。
And who could you act like Jonathan to?
谁也能够让你成为那位愿纳单？
How would you grade Peoria Chinese Christian Church with regard to fellowship?
你对碧城华人教会，你会怎么来评论呢？关于团契，
What steps could you take to make it better?
你有哪些步骤你可以做，能够让这个团契更好呢？
And what steps could you individually do to make that fellowship more of a reality in the church?
你能够做哪些能够把这个团契时期变为更好，更有改进？
Roddy Edmonds saved 200 Jewish prisoners.
那这位 Edmund 上师，他就拯救了200多名犹太势力啊，
He is a hero.
他是一个英雄。
But so were those other 1,000 GIs that were willing to say, I'm Jewish as well, because Roddy's words would not have worked if they hadn't backed him up.
但同样的，那1200多名其他的士兵也同样是那位英雄。
Sergeant Edmonds never told anybody about that when he came home.
这位上司他回来以后，他没有向任何人提起。
The story actually leaked out in 1972.
这个故事是在1976年被人知道的。
Former President Richard Nixon was trying to find someone who would sell him a place to live in New York City, and nobody wanted to do it. Former President Nixon wanted to buy.
那前总统尼克森在那时候，他想要在纽约找到一个地方住。
And finally, a Jewish man said, Okay, I'll sell this guy my apartment.
那终于有一位犹太人同意了，他说：“我可以卖给你我住的公寓。
And the reporter that was trying to, create a bigger story out of all this began to talk with him and found out that this was one of the 200 Jewish prisoners that Roddy Edmonds had been responsible for saving.
”那记者在采访的过程中才了解到，这位犹太人就是那200个犹太士兵当中的一个。
His kids didn't even know about it, nor his wife.
他的太太和他的孩子都不知道这件事。
Well, in 1972, that started the process going. And the story that I heard last week was he was finally given the Medal of Honor by President Trump.
我上星期刚刚得到最新的更新是，1972年以后，他其实都没有被任何认可过，
But again,
但只有在最近，他才被授予了那个荣誉勋章。
he would never have put himself out for this.
再一次，他不会，sorry，
He would never have put himself out. Hey, I need the Medal of Honor.
他不会自己去要争取那个荣誉。
In the same way, we have a responsibility to all of our brothers and sisters to stand up for them and encourage and protect.
同样的，我们也有义务要去努力和建造我们的彼此的弟兄姐妹。
And we need to do it unselfishly and without any desire for credit, as Sergeant Edmonds did.
就像这位上司一样，我们这样做不是出于任何自私的心理。
What Sergeant Edmonds got post after his death was that medal you see up there.
那上面这一枚就是他得到的那位勋章。
But as we seek to have true biblical fellowship, we will one day get something even better than that.
如果我们来执行我们的真正的关于团契的。
We'll get to hear Jesus say, Well done, good and faithful servant.
我们能得到更加的奖励，那就是神会对我们说：“你是忠心的仆人，做得好。”
Oh, 请大家起立。感谢马奎牧师正道，让我们一起来回应。用彼此联合来回应这。
嗯，对。